Senate GOP Conference Chair John Barrasso slams Trump indictment. American people have lost faith in Biden's Justice Department. By Paul Bois on August 1, 2023. Senator John Barrasso, RY, issued a sharp rebuke of the recent indictment against former President Donald Trump for charges related to January 6. Barrasso, who serves as the Senate Republican Conference Chair, said in a statement that the indictment will further erode the American people's faith in the Justice Department. "The American people have lost faith in Biden's Justice Department," he said. "They are uncomfortable watching the current president weaponize the justice system against his political opponent. The Justice Department's own flimsy deal to save Biden's son didn't even hold up in court. This two-tiered system of justice is wrong. The country deserves better." Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell, RKY, has yet to issue a statement on the indictment. Other Republican candidates for president, from Florida Governor Ron DeSantis to businessman Vivek Ramaswamy, have criticized the indictment. DeSantis said, "As president, I will end the weaponization of government, replace the FBI director, and ensure a single standard of justice for all Americans. While I've seen reports, I have not read the indictment. I do, though, believe we need to enact reforms so that Americans have the right to remove cases from Washington, D.C. to their home districts. Washington, D.C. is a swamp and it is unfair to have to stand trial before a jury that is reflective of the swamp mentality. One of the reasons our country is in decline is the politicization of the rule of law. No more excuses, I will end the weaponization of the federal government," Ramaswamy said. "The corrupt federal police just won't stop until they've achieved their mission, eliminate Trump. This is un-American and I commit to pardoning Trump for this indictment. Donald Trump isn't the cause of what happened on Jan 6. The real cause was systematic and pervasive censorship of citizens in the year leading up to it. If you tell people they can't speak, that's when they scream. If you tell people they can't scream, that's when they tear things down. If we fail to admit the truth, Jan 6 will just be a preview of far worse to come and I don't want to see us get there," he added. As Breitbart News reported, Special Prosecutor Jack Smith announced that a grand jury indicted former President Trump for a third time this week on charges related to January 6. The indictment was announced the day after President Joe Biden had been implicated in a long-running influence-peddling scheme by his son Hunter's former business partner, Devin Archer, in testimony before the House Oversight Committee, it reported. Trump was indicted on 4 counts, one on conspiracy to defraud the U.S., one on conspiracy to obstruct an official proceeding, one of obstruction and attempt to obstruct an official proceeding, and one of conspiracy against rights. The indictment does not indicate how prosecutors were able to establish what Trump himself believed, other than the fact that he had been informed by others that his suspicions of fraud were false, nor does it distinguish the case from the Russia collusion hoax spread by Trump's opponents, including within the Department of Justice, after he won the 2016 presidential election, it continued. Paul Roland Bois joined Breitbart News in 2021. He also directed the award-winning feature film, Exemplum, which can be viewed for free on YouTube or Tubi. A high-quality, ad-free stream can also be purchased on Google Play or Vimeo On Demand. Follow him on Twitter at ProLandFilms or Instagram at ProLandFilms.